on Saturday, we mark 30 years of a democratic dispensation in this Republic of South Africa. We are not a perfect democracy. We still have many, many deep developmental challenges. But if we look at what we are getting right in this country, I can mention three things. An independent judiciary. We have a free media in this country, and we regularly, every 5 years on the national and provincial level, and every 5 years on a local municipal level, we have free and fair elections in this country. So plenty to reflect on and plenty to celebrate. Judge Daya Pile is an IEC commissioner talking about the IEC over the last 30 years. I really appreciate your time, Judge Pile. Thanks so much for joining us. The IEC has managed to remain this independent institution that has helped support democracy in South Africa. And that is free and fair regular elections in this country. And this is certainly an institution that we cannot doubt in its capabilities to run a free and fair election come the 29th of May. Good morning.
Good morning to you and the listeners, and thanks for giving the IEC an opportunity to speak about its work. Yes, we have much to celebrate about, and the fact that the IEC has been this independent institution thus far uncaptured by subversive forces, is able to deliver elections periodically, and we're about to deliver the seventh administration through the forthcoming elections to national and provincial legislatures. I think part of the success of the IEC is the people we have to work with and for, and the institutions that our constitution has established. High on this list is the freedom, the many freedoms we have, the freedom of speech, the freedom of movement, the freedom of expression, and of course, the freedom of our media. Our media is something really worth celebrating, not just in the continent, but worldwide. And also the rights and the Bill of Rights, equality, and the ability to express oneself gives us the scope to be who we are as a nation and in our various and express ourselves in the various diverse ways that we are culturally and otherwise. So we are lucky that we have managed to deliver elections. We've not had coups. We've not had incumbents from before democracy holding seats for 30 years or longer, as we might see in some parts of Africa. And we've not had coups, which is one of the reasons why constitutional democracies came into being to stop the coups. And we are living in very exciting times. For the first time, we have so many political parties competing for positions in the national and provincial elections. Of course, the innovation is the opening up of the competition to independent candidates. And that spices up the contestation. It's not without anxieties on the part of the IEC. And because the competition is so stiff, because we have 847 posts available to almost 14,000 candidates must fill that post, we anticipate that there would be at least 13,200 losers. And that is the consternation, or part of the consternation.
Because we've had peaceful transfers of political power before, of course, 1994. But in the history of South Africa post-94, we've had two provinces that have changed power before, the Western Cape on several occasions. KZN, we forget, that was won by the IFP, or they were the government in power in KZN after the 1994 elections. But also the transfer of power in major centers, our metros, Cape Town, Tshwane, Johannesburg, Nelson Mandela Bay. There was even a time when the mayorship of the city or the metro of Mangaung, Bloemfontein, was not governed by the ANC. So there was a time in recent South African history that all three capitals of this province was not governed by the ruling national party. So we have precedent before of peaceful transfers of power. That does, of course, not exclude people's anxiety around this election, Judge.
Well, isn't that part of the excitement for this election, the possibilities of dramatic changes in government? And it might be the reason why we've been able to harvest more than 500,000 new registered voters. So the excitement is right up there. And this is what democracy is all about, the possibility of changes in government, people choosing whom they want to be governed by, and also holding them to account, because part of political rights, which attach to citizens, not political parties directly, but to citizens, and through them, the political parties, is the duty to be accountable and transparent. And maybe that is part of the weakness in our system. There isn't enough transparency and accountability. And now voters are saying, and citizens are saying, you know, we want this part of our constitutional right to be activated and recognized. Be accountable, be transparent if you want to stay in power.
Doesn't mean that that we've not been without challenges. It's not that the IEC has not been at the receiving end of political pressure, but how has the IEC managed to remain such a bulwark against what you rightfully describe as capture of many institutions in South Africa?
Well, you know, we stick to our knitting, and the law is that knitting. We have very little discretion to do our own thing, so to speak. If we simply apply the law, then that is what is expected of us. And we act on the basis of law, not politics. It is, of course, intensely political, but our decisions have to be based in law. And the legislation, the prescripts that we have to apply, govern us very, very strictly. And this is what has helped us hold the course. The moment we shift without the security of law and side with one party, you can imagine the repercussions when another party comes into power, and then the suspicion will always be there that, oh, you were favorable to one party previously. Now we can manipulate you to be favorable towards us. You know, the political parties also, all of them in parliament, are responsible for the appointment of commissioners. That assures also part of the independence of the institution. It's not purely a presidential appointment. There are numerous guarantees for the independence of the institution, the way we employ people, the opportunity for political parties and the public to comment on the staff that we employ before we confirm them, all of that are safeguards to protect the integrity of the IEC. Not that we don't suffer abuse, you know, notwithstanding all these safeguards put out there publicly, we are still battered by abuse, and some we care to respond to because they are important stakeholders and we need to disabuse their minds of any misunderstandings of who we are and what we're doing. But there's a part of society that think that the more they abuse us, the more they get media soundbites, that they would become rich and famous, so famous certainly. Rich, I'm not sure about, but at least it gives them 15 minutes of fame. Yeah. But we have to put up with that.
Let's talk about putting up with that pressure. No institution, I believe, should be above reproach. No institution should be excluded from scrutiny, whether it be our courts, whether it be the institution of media in South Africa, or whether it be the IEC. But raising doubts about the integrity of an electoral body generally, as in other parts of the world, had an impact on elections. Have you noted any increase in political formations, political persons in South Africa questioning the integrity of the IEC, with the effect that if an election doesn't go their way, that they can say, ha, we told you that the electoral body is not playing ball? Your thoughts?
Every election, those who anticipate losing also set up the narrative for that long before they've lost. So that's not anything new. And I agree completely with your statement that no institution should be above criticism or responsive to constructive criticism. And one of those, we've had many criticisms from outside and from within us. After every election, we have a reassessment of what went well and what did not go well. And one of the things that we built into this process for these elections coming up is that we've, amongst other things, we've employed people as counters working under the officers at the voting station. They will count. The reason for this is that by the time the election votes have been cast, the staff are exhausted and mistakes happen. So what we have is counters who are going to be assisting with the counting. We've also got queue management so that there aren't any long queues. So that's positive observations that we've received and made ourselves to improve the system. Our technology has also been improved so that to counter double votes, we've improved the legislation so that anyone who wants to vote in a jurisdiction that or a province where they are not registered will have to get make an application to the CEO and get permission to do so. So all those safeguards have been built in, and continuously, when our system gaps are found in our system, we have to then counter with improvements like the ones that I mentioned.
Judge Dayapile, really appreciate your time. IEC Commissioner, it's 22 minutes past.